Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The center fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Merritt Raynou. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick LeMay. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick LeMay. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The left fielder, Manny Mota. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Schwall. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Don Schwall. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burton for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Clemente hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Raynou strikes out. 1 out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwall fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bertel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo throws to second for 1, and Hubbs throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Bailey moves to second. 1 out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Bailey. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Bailey steals third. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brock, who is chasing the ball. Verdon reaches third base with a triple. Bailey scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Schwall hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Schwall covering, for the out. One out. Dick LeMay is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. LeMay strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burton, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Brock. The throw from Pagliarani and he is out, Schofield applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Schofield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schofield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMay fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on LeMay. Schofield moves to second. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mota is 0-for-1 in the game. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. LeMay fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clemente is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a line drive towards first. Reyneau catches it, steps on first to double up Mota, and throws to second to get Schofield. That's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-1 in the game. Burton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merritt Reyneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reyneau is 0-for-1 in the game. Reyneau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Clendenin. The throw from Vertel and he is out, Hubs applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Vertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vertel bunts in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Brand pinch runs for Jim Pagliarani. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Verdon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Schwall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schwall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brand moves to second. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards left field. Williams picks it up and throws to third to catch Brand for the out. Schwall moves to second. Two outs. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mota is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Brand now catching. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hobby is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a line drive towards third. Bailey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Burton is hit by the pitch. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Clendenin is hit by the pitch. Mazeroski moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mazeroski scores. Clendenin moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Don Elston now pitching. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a line drive towards short. Rogers catches it and throws to first to double up Bailey. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raynou is 0 for 2 in the game. Raynou strikes out. 1 out. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hubs is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Burkell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burkell is 0 for 2 in the game. Burkell takes first base on ball 4. Hubs moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers strikes out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks pinch hits for Don Elston. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hubs scores. Burkell moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Harvey Haddix now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski misplays the ball. That's an error on Mazeroski. Burkell moves to third. Banks moves to second. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Burton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Ernie Banks now playing first base. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Stargell pinch hits for Harvey Haddix. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Schofield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Schofield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with McDaniel covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Al McBean now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McDaniel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McDaniel for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hubbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Mota batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mota is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mota hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Clemente is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-3 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogers. Clemente moves to second. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Clendenin is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Clendenin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bertel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bertel hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Ron Brand. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Burgess hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Verdon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burgess moves to second. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Al McBean. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lynch hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's, Cubs 5, Pirates, 5. Dick Schofield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Schofield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schofield hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mota is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Mota bunts towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Clemente is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mota moves to third. Clemente moves to second. Bob Buell now pitching. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 4 in the game. Mazeroski is walked intentionally. Don Clendenin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Clendenin is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs fields it and throws to home to get Mota. Clemente moves to third. Mazeroski moves to second. 2 outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Lynch now playing left field. Smokey Burgess now catching. Roy Face now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Burton hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Burgess and he is out, Schofield applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Brewer now pitching. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lynch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lynch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schofield is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Brewer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brewer strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hubs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hubs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Logan pinch hits for Roy Face. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Logan hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Clemente is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mazeroski is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Clemente moves to second. Jack Warner now pitching. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clendenon is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Clendenon strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Bailey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bailey is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Cardwell now pitching. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Bertel hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0-for-4 in the game. Rogers strikes out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Burgess is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Verdon is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Verdon strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Lynch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lynch is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lynch hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brock hits a line drive into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Burton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burton for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schofield is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cardwell is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clemente is 4-for-6 in the game, with 4 singles. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Santo is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Warner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Clendenin. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Warner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hubs is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Hubs hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bertel is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Bertel hits a pop-up towards the mound. Cardwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Mazeroski is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Clendenin is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Clendenin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bailey is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Clendenin moves to second. Smokey Burgess batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Burgess is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Verdon is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Warner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clendenin scores. Bailey moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.